Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. We are going to continue with our Suffer Well devotional series, and the title of today's subject is Subjected. And we're going to talk about this, and we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to look at the teaching about it. So we start off with a scripture today, and the scripture we start off with is Romans 8, 20 to 21. And it says in this scripture, against its will, all creation was subjected to Yahweh's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join Yahweh's children in glorious freedom from the death and decay. Hallelujah. And then we give you another verse, and it says here in verses Romans 8, 19, for all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when Yahweh will reveal who His children really are. So as we look at this, it says, was creation subjected to fulfillity apart from you? Are you not responsible? Quite the contrary. It was because of you. Even though you are bound to your fertility, you are inexcusable. Your fall caused by the fall of all things, and that is why all of creation waits eagerly in expectation for the revealing of the sons of the Mighty One. Without my son, you are bound by your own choices. In other words, you are bound to make particular choices, not free to make any choice. My son therefore came as a gift, which stopped you from attempting to choose. As my son and daughters, your freedom comes from having no choices. True freedom is having no choice but to obey me. I say that again, to obey me. This concept should pierce and humble each of you as you kneel before me, your almighty heavenly Father. When I bring pain, suffering, and loss, it is to free my people. Therefore, rejoice, no matter what your circumstances. Like your flesh, your choices apart from me will rot over time. What seems so wonderful to you now is only leading to death. When I told you my son is your example, did you not understand this would mean you had to be removed? How much of you must be removed so that my son is formed in you? And then we look at Galatians 4:19 that says, oh, my dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, and they will continue until Yeshua is fully developed in your lives. How much of you must be lesser, so he might be greater. John 3:30 says he must become greater and greater, and I must become lesser and lesser, or less and less. The suffering I bring only remains until the branch bears fruit. For if the first fruit is holy, the lump of it is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Romans 11:16 says, and since Abraham and the other patriarchs were holy, their descendants will also be holy, just as the entire batch of dough is holy because of the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be holy too. As we see this, we go on and we read, it says, you would not naturally choose the path that leads to righteousness, but I will finish my work in you, with or without your cooperation. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am certain that Yahweh, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until he is finally finished on the day Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, returns. A perfect bride is what I promised. My son and a perfect bride he will have. My ways and thoughts are above yours, Isaiah 55:9. Yet you behave as if you must understand everything I am doing in you. Yes, I am the Almighty, and all good things come from me. Would it be so difficult for you to understand that even the parts that frustrate you are perfectly part of my plan for your life? We have to be here before loved one. We have been here before loved one. And we come back again until the day the glory of my son is perfected in you. I have told you the truth. I expect rejoicing while the suffering continues. Faith is what pleases me. And faith is what is required to sacrifice your mind, your personal feelings, even during your struggles. Your sacrifice speaks in such a way. My suffering is responsible, for I suffer from self-desire alone. I owe Yahweh everything. He deserves and will have his praise no matter what my situation. And then again, we are reminded and left with the great scripture in Hebrews 11:6. It says, "And it is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. And anyone who wants to come to him must believe that Yahweh exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." So that is a devotional for today. And again, the title was Subjected. Now, when we look at this, we want to go back to a scripture here and look at the hierarchy of our wonderful creator. And let's look at Romans 8:20 real quick and see what it says. In Romans 8:20, it says, "All of creation is waiting eagerly, longing for the day when the children of Yahweh, those who are in Yeshua Messiah, will be revealed as who we truly are." That's what Paul wrote in the previous verse. Now he explains what the creation longs for that day, when Yahweh will reveal his children and himself in glory. And we see this. It says the creation, meaning all Yahweh has made, is suffering. It is subject to something described using the Greek word metatorati. This term implies something warped, perverse, sticky, weak, or false. This futility or frustration came along when sin entered the world. Yahweh did not create the world this way, and creation itself did not choose this. The trees, the streams, the animals in the sky did not choose an existence of frustration. Rather, Yahweh subjected creation to frustration in response to Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden. Yahweh did not desire creation to suffer. The hardship came after all was meaningful and very good. The warped struggle existence came about when Yahweh cursed all of creation in response to human sin. But understand, he has a plan, and we must trust his plan. For it says in Psalms 8, verses 4 to 6, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than Yahweh and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. Dominion over the animals, the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air. We've been given dominion. And what have we done with that? And what do we do with that today in proclaiming the words, talking to people about the words, and all of this?" We look back at Psalm 8, verses 4 to 6, which I just read. And it talks about the writer distinguishing between Yeshua and the angels. Yeshua, our Messiah, and the angels. How the angels have been placed below him, just below him. Just like the animals and creation have been placed below us. There's a hierarchy in scripture. So we see here in this, we see that Yeshua is not himself an angel, but is actually divine, just a little above them. And we need to understand this because we are below him. And we see the completion of Yahweh's plan and everything Yahweh gave us. But we see with hierarchy and submissiveness. I think submissiveness is one of the most blessed things, because we see the submissiveness of Yeshua to Messiah, to Yahweh. And we have to be submissive to him. And he gave us a plan to get back of what we lost. And that's a hierarchy. And we are to be submissive to Yeshua. And we look at this and we think about this, the title of today, Subjected. And it says in the scriptures, when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that Yahweh may be in all. Submissiveness is a curse word today amongst some people, but I tell you, it's one of the most important words and concepts and patterns of Yahweh and in the scriptures. The church teaches that we shouldn't say the word submissive or repent. But I tell you, as believers of Messiah, we need to be teaching people about submissiveness and repentance. We need to see the truth be revealed in these things. Submissiveness and repentance. John 5:19 says, therefore Yeshua answered and was saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees from the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does like matter. The submissiveness that Yeshua had to the Father, we need to have to Yeshua. And Yahweh gives us this whole scale of submissiveness all throughout his scriptures. John 5:30 says, I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge. And as my judgment is just, because I do not see my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And we also must have that same idea in our minds that we can do nothing without Yeshua. All my hope is in Yahshua. We cannot do anything without him. And just as he was submissive to Yahweh, and he clearly expressed that, we need to be submissive to him. And his plan talks about this, the great idea of the submissiveness. Oh, I would love to go and preach the word and use the word repentiveness and submissiveness in a church, but they probably kick me out because they don't want those offensive words being given. They're not offensive. They're the love of Yahweh. John 6:38 says, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And I say, I was born not to do my own will, but the will of the one who was sent. Hallelujah. John 12:49 says, for I do not speak my own initiative, but the Father of him who sent me and has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. And we should all say, as believers, as followers of Yeshua, as his sheep, we do not speak on our own, but we speak the words that Yeshua puts in our mouth and fulfills us with. Romans 6:18 says, and having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. And I say, we have a master, and our master is Yeshua, our Messiah. That's what we need to be thinking about. That's what we need to be thinking about. Romans 6:22 says, but now having been freed from sin and enslaved, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome eternal life. Well, somebody said to me, I don't believe everything that our Creator says in his Bible. I don't believe the Bible because it was just written by man. Tell me what you do not believe in our Creator's words. Tell me that Yeshua died for us. Everything in that Bible is the word of our Creator, and there's everything in there is for our benefit and our good. There's nothing in there you can follow that would put harm in your life. Psalms 81:14 says, I will quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against the adversaries. Psalms 110:1 says, Yahweh says to me, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet. We see the submissiveness in the hierarchy of Yahweh, and we understand of what Yeshua was doing and who he was. And David says in Mark 12:36, the same thing, that he'll show us everything, and our enemies will be a footstool. In every act, he puts his hierarchy and his submissiveness, and he talks about this all throughout the scriptures, and the Bibles show this all throughout the scriptures. 1 Peter 3:22 says, who is at the right hand of Yahweh, having gone into heaven after the angels, any authorities and the powers and being subjected to him? Philippians 3:21 says, who will transform the body of the humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has given into subject to all things to himself? And then Psalms 8:6 says, and we read it all already, you make him rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. How many of you watching right now are willing and ready to submit to the words of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah? 1 Corinthians 15:27 says, all things are put into subjection. All things to put under subjection to him. Ephesians 1:22 says, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the believers. And Psalm 68:18 says, you have ascended on high. You have led captive your captives. You have received the gifts among men, even among the rebellious also, that Yahweh may dwell there. Hallelujah. We should be thankful for the submission that Yeshua had to Yahweh and take that as an example and understand it. It says in James 4, 7, submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee to you. There is a pattern and a plan. And it says we must submit to Yahweh and then resist the devil. But we must submit to Yahweh first. First. That's what we have to understand and that's what we have to get. But our flesh wants us to deny submissiveness. Our flesh wants us to do things our own ways. But we must reject that and we must follow Yahweh's ways. We must do that. 1 Peter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of Yahweh so that at the proper time he may exalt you. And 1 Peter 2 verse 13 says, be subject to Yahweh's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor or supreme. And Romans 13, 1 says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except Yahweh, and those that exist have been instituted by Yahweh. Everything in nature, everything in this world, every hierarchy has been created and allowed by Yahweh. He let all these things happen for a reason, that we'd learn the humbleness of Yeshua and submit it, and not the ideas of Satan who didn't submit. You have a choice. The humbleness of Yeshua who submitted to Yahweh or Satan who rejected Yahweh and wanted that same power. And this is the issue we put ourselves in today. It says John 7:17, if anyone's will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching is from Yahweh or whether I am speaking on my own authority. It all comes from him. And that's why we have to trust him with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding, because that's what's getting in trouble. So I tell you today, we must understand the hierarchy and we must submit to Yahweh above all things and first, but not skip or pass his plan for us and our lives and do things under our own things. It says in Acts 5:29, we must obey Yahweh rather than man. We must obey Yahweh and understand his perfect plan for us. Not just what sounds good to our ears, but what Yahweh put in his word. And we should pray that that would sound good to our ears. And we understand this subjectiveness and this submissiveness. And we have to come down, it comes down to one thing to understand. One thing. We are nothing without Yahweh and his plan. Yahweh is our strength. Without him, we're nothing. It says in John 15:4-5, remain in me also that I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How many of you are ready to bear that fruit? How many of you to understand the peace and the love and the comfort that comes along with being that fruit? John 1 verse 3 says, Yahweh created everything through him and nothing was created except through him. And Yeshua himself said in John 5:19, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. So we see the concept of the devotional today and being subject and submissive and how Yeshua was submissive and told us to follow him and where to be submissive to Yeshua. And we see that process taking place. In Jeremiah 10:23 says, it says, I know, O Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not man who walks to direct his steps. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me. It's only with him that we're strengthened. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is Yahweh who goes before you. He will be with you and he will not lead you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And Genesis 1:27 says, Yahweh created man in his own image and it was good. Male and female, he created them. So we need these reminders. We need to understand and never to depart from the hierarchy of our creator. And understanding we can do nothing without him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of Yahweh. That is what I tell you, you people that don't believe and understand the Bible and the words of our creator. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from his mouth. Matthew 6:33 says, but first seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things may be added to you. And Galatians 6:3 says, for if anyone thinks he's something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Philippians 2:13 says it again, Yahweh is the one that does this work in you, to will and to work for his good pleasure. And I can tell you, I understand those of you that don't understand the Bible or believe in it, because there was a time when I didn't get it until I realized, being a history buff, the truth of Yeshua being seen by hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands of people after his resurrection. What other God of this world, what other system of this world, what other person can resurrect himself from the dead? All my hope is in Yeshua. He's given me the understanding and the trust, and I put it all in him. And it's only by his strength and his power that I carry on, that I go on and I complete. And we must be strong, and we must understand that. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in Yahweh and his mighty power. Psalm 28, verses 7 and 8 says, Yahweh is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusts in him. And he helps me, and his heart leaps for joy with the song I praise him. Yahweh is my strength, the strength of his people, the fortress of salvation, for he is the anointed one. And Psalm 68:35 says, you, Yahweh, are awesome in your sanctuary. Yahweh of Israel gives the power and strength to his people to praise him. But we must come in total submission to him, understanding that we can do nothing without him, that we can do all things with him. We need to be on guard and stand firm and stay strong. 1 Corinthians 6:13. It says in Psalms 23:4, and I want you all to be still and listen to this and think about this. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Think about that today. That's the scripture of the day, Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. So if you're fearing even in the darkest places, not even the least darkest places, you are not trusting Yahweh. And you understand his rod and his staff comfort us through his disobedience. Through his disobedience, we trust him and we never give up on that. Timothy 1:7 says, he gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. He is our strength and makes us feel, makes my feet like the feet of a deer and enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music, my stringed instrument, that is who Yahweh has to be in our lives. And let him comfort us and shelter us and heal us. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to understand. His comforting touch through his plan of us trusting him. Isaiah 51:3 says, Yahweh will comfort Israel again and have pity on her ruins. Psalms 23:4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, for the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with his comfort through Yeshua. Isaiah 40:1 says, comfort, comfort my people, says Yahweh your God. And Psalms 119:50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. Hallelujah. It's his promise that comforts us and gives us life. So we must understand and be thankful and praise him for the comfort that he gives us and praise him for the hierarchy that he gives us. And we must be subject to him and submissive to him. He is our refuge, as it says in Psalm 62:6-8. Truly, he is my rock, my salvation, and my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on Yahweh. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him. Yahweh is our refuge. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you will find refuge in his truth. Psalms 91:4-5. Remember, so many people today don't trust Yahweh. They're running to alcohol and drugs and marijuana and all these other things to escape the reality of their lives. But I tell you, if we run to Yahweh and we find trust and faith in him and we accept the comfort and the refuge that he gives us, we don't need to escape from this world of reality. We embrace it with enthusiasm and we share our love for Yeshua with the world. Anyone out there that's listening right now, that's that's letting alcohol or liquor or drugs, marijuana or any other drug control your lives. You're just trying to run from Yahweh. You're trying to run from him. You're not trying to be submissive to him. And that's not the answer. That's not the answer. In the name of Yeshua, I tell you right now, leave that stuff alone completely. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with any of those things. Some people say, well, I could have things in a small amount. No. No. Anything. Any lack of faith in a small amount is still a lack of faith. Our Creator tells us to put our trust in him and fear not, and to be subjected to him, not subjected to a bottle of liquor, not subjected to some drugs, but subject to our Creator. Because when you run to those things, you're subjecting yourself to the enemy. But when you run to Yahweh and you put your trust and your hope in him, that's when he gives you the comfort. Many of you fear life and you try to look for that escape and a way out. You don't need to do that. It shouldn't come from anything but Yahweh alone. And you put your trust and your faith in him and your hope in him. And you fear not. Deuteronomy 3:22, it says, "You shall not fear them. For Yahweh your Elohim, he shall fight for you." Hallelujah. And I tell you, Psalms 27:1 says, "Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" And Psalms 23:1 to 3 says, "Yahweh is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the paths, bringing honor to his name." I say it and I say it again. We need to be subjected to our Creator, submissive to him, not to the bottle, not to the drugs, not to other people. But there's only one we should be submissive to, and that's our wonderful Creator and his plan. And his plan tells us his hierarchy, and his hierarchy tells us about submissiveness on every level according to his plan. His plan tells us about everything we are to do according to his plan. As he tells us to submit to the authorities of this land, as he tells wives to submit to their husbands, as he tells husbands to love their wives like Yeshua loved the church, we must understand his whole, total, full plan. And when we follow that model, we are submitting to his plan. We have to understand that. For so many people say, well, I don't want to listen to somebody, man, or I don't want to listen to my husband, or I don't want to listen to this. Well, I tell you, then you're defying his plan and not being submissive to him. Praise our wonderful Creator for his hierarchy, his subjectiveness, and Yeshua's submissiveness in the example he set for us. And understand, Yahweh watches over you, and he shades you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and enjoy his comfort and his peace. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. We're in a sermon series entitled Difference Makers. Most people I talk to want to make a difference with their one and only life. Join us for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m., online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stewart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.